Radio Prague News.
The government has approved a 15 million crown boost for the police budget to better handle anti-government protests. President Václav Klaus has vetoed a bill that would allow authorities to ban repeat offenders from a location for up to 3 months. And tobacco prices are set to increase as the government approves new consumption taxes. The government has approved a proposal by Interior Minister Jan Kubice to increase the budget of Prague police by 15 million crowns in order to better handle anti-government protests. The bulk of that amount, 10 million crowns, is intended to cover police overtime and standby duty, with another 3 requested for insurance and 2 million for fuel, transport and catering for the police during demonstrations. The minister told the cabinet that with its decreased budget, it lacks the funding for out-of-the-ordinary events. An anti-government demonstration at Wenceslas Square on April 21st drew tens of thousands of people and was likely the largest protest since the Velvet Revolution in 1989. President Václav Klaus has vetoed a bill that would allow authorities to ban repeat offenders from a location for up to 3 months. Mr. Klaus said the legislation is ill-conceived, easy to abuse, and probably unconstitutional. He also pointed out that the government, the Ombudsman, and the Parliamentary Committee for Social Policy have opposed the legislation. The bill was proposed by controversial MP Ivana Zhapkova, who is well known for crackdowns on non-adaptable urban residents. Under the proposal, non-residents could have been temporarily banned from a location for prostitution, drinking, or begging, among other things. Tobacco prices are set to increase as the government approves new consumption taxes. A gradual increase of 4 crowns per pack of cigarettes will likely be made over the next 2 years. The finance ministry expects the tax to bring in 1.4 billion crowns next year and 1.9 billion in 2014, with inflation over that time expected to rise by 0.14%. Czechs are mostly happy with the state of the natural environment in the country, according to a poll conducted by the CVVM agency. The survey suggested that 3/5 of Czechs are satisfied with the environment nationally, and 3 out of 4 give a positive assessment of the environment where they live. Residents of the more industrial regions of Moravia, Silesia, Ústí nad Labem, and Prague were more likely to be dissatisfied, in North Moravia usually due to water quality, and in Prague due to traffic and noise. The regions rated highest were Olomouc and Vysočina. Now turning briefly to the weather, conditions should be mostly cloudy with scattered showers or storms, and daytime highs of around 26 degrees Celsius. My name's Christian Falvey. That's the end of the news.